some thoughts of it. Is he is a historian for boy bands. But Clint, the Rockets, they add free agent forward Josh Okogie. He's agreed to a 1-year deal, $3.1 million. He has been a veteran around the league, played with the T-Wolves, played with few teams, Phoenix as well recently. But he's me and Reggie were kind of talking about this before the show. One of the 3-and-D guys, more of a D guy, I would say, for defense. Not anything else for defense, more of a D guy for defense. Can occasionally shoot the three, but not as strong. He feels like he fits Clint right in with what Ime Udoka wants to do. I think he'll be somebody that people like his effort and how hard he plays, is easily above average defender on the perimeter, gives him another guard. I think he has a chance to be in the rotation. The question is for him is he going to be able to shoot it well enough to get more minutes than maybe you would think. But this is another good player, good guard that they add. Another move for a team. It looks like this is a team that is going forward and putting themselves in the best position throughout the roster to have guys to add to the team.
Look, man, I mean, this doesn't do a whole lot for me, to be honest with you, about my excitement. Okogie ain't gonna do a whole lot for me, but the level of, I don't know what is gonna do much for me in a sense of increasing or improving.
Yeah, this isn't
the,
a Durant move or anything,
I mean, I can't get any more excited about what the this upcoming season for the Rockets.
To me, the thing that if you're a Rockets fan to get excited about is, like, you can see the seriousness of what they're trying to do. They are putting in a every single situation or position that could be of issue, they are trying to fill it. You know, they're going over the top. Like, did they need Clint Capella when you already have Steven Adams and Alfred Şengün? Probably not, but they didn't want to leave anything to chance with injuries, and this is another add, so... Good for them. All right. So that is the news with the Rockets there. They add to the roster. All right. You ready, Tyler? You ready for this?
I was born ready, Ron.
All right. Before I give the top six, I do want to give my best of the rest. Best of the rest. This is going to tell you how strong this list is. Groups that didn't make it. B2K. You remember them? Remember old B2K, Omarion and that crew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That group, not a bad boys band, but didn't make it. Little 98 Degrees, Tyler, couldn't
make it. Old Nick Lachey didn't make it.
Nah, Nick didn't make it. Jonas Brothers, not on this list.
Good.
Wow.
They are not top five.
That was a strong.
Six. I'm going to be judging this Ron top six very, very critically. Yeah. This is a hell of a subject to kick off the top six.
O-Town, not on it. Yep, not on it. Those are the best of the rest there.
You better not disrespect NSYNC.
Good fool.
Swear God.
Tyler, man, it's a very fair list. I think it's always going to be a fair list. All right, let's do it. Number six. May come as a surprise. New Kids on the Block. I'm starting at number six. New Kids on the Block.
Work out the kinks.
They come in at number six. No Grammys. No awards there for the Grammys. But they did have some big hits, Step by Step, The Right Stuff. They are kind of the ones that brought along the Backstreet Boys and the NSYNC. They were big there during Clint's time. I don't know how much Clint banged on them, but they were big there during Clint's time. So number six, New Kids on the Block. Number five, this one's a hard one for me, and I saw somebody on the text line roll through. I got to go New Edition. New Edition, and I think a big thing for me is when you spin off and you have stars that come out and have individual success as well, New Edition, fantastic. Bobby Brown, probably the most known one. He was really kind of strung out. Johnny Gill, he was a strong one that came in for Bobby. Ralph Tresvant had him a nice little run. Then we got... what was it? Belle Biv DeVoe? Mm-hmm. You got a little Poison? That song lives on? That is a New Edition. I would have them higher. Not a lot of award success. Some of it not their fault. Maybe the time frame they weren't really looked at as much. But Candy Girl and Can You Stand in the Rain? That one flows all day. All right, Tyler, this one you might have some issue with. Number four, I'll go Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys, 9 Grammy nominations, some hits like, what's that, Everybody, Everybody.
Yeah.
There you go. A little of that. I want it that way. They really came on the scene there in the late 90s and kind of started it. Then that kind of fled through the rest of the groups like NSYNC and O-Town and 98 Degrees behind them. They were a big Steel Tour. Still going in Vegas right now. Backstreet Boys, I
saw them in Vegas.
I bet you did travel to go see them in Vegas.
Back in the day or recently?
Not at the Sphere where they are now.
Are you going to watch the old men dance around, jump around the floor?
Maybe. I've seen Backstreet Live twice.
Yeah, I dinged them a little bit because, who was it? Nick Carter is their biggest spinoff success?
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
I think they're really good. They absolutely deserve to be on the list.
I'm just glad to see them below wherever you have NSYNC, and hopefully you have them in the right spot.
All right, I got them as number 4. Number 3, this is a hard one. I feel like they could be higher on the list just because their accomplishment, but I go Boys to Men. Boys to Men.
Special place in my heart right there.
They are technically the only group that's won a Grammy on the list, which is crazy. They got 4 Grammy wins. You hear this, End of the Road. One Sweet Day. They had that great song with Mariah Carey, which they won a Grammy for. They were big, and they count, boy. Especially when old Big Dude would kind of come in with that deep voice and his talking. Oh, that would be my favorite part. When you just start talking in the song. So, Boys to Men, I roll in at number 3.
I hear you, Melvin Taylor.
There's only 2 spots left.
Number 2. Sorry, Tyler, NSYNC. NSYNC. NSYNC, no Grammy wins. They do have 9 nominations, and they are technically the highest selling band, a boy band in history.
How about that?
There you go. They're up there. They passed up Backstreet Boys.
Say it with your chest.
There you go. I'm giving it to you.
Justin, JC, Joey, Lance,
yes.
Chris.
Bye bye.
Y'all
bye.
Are the goats, no matter what this fool said.
That No Strings Attached album was huge, sold a ton. And I give them credit. This is why I jumped them over Backstreet Boys and Boys to Men. They have a great spinoff into a solo artist in Justin Timberlake.
Oh, he's so good.
He was fantastic. I don't know about the rest. Lance Bass somehow gives them points too, I guess. So that's my number. But number 1.
Oh, that's where NSYNC should have been.
Number 1's the Jackson 5. I'm sorry, Tyler. I know it. I mean, here you go, ABC. I'll Be There. And there is no better spinoff superstar. I love Justin than Michael Jackson. They got Black Hang Michael Jackson, color Black Michael Jackson in the group. ABC, it's gonna be. I'll Be There. So many hits they had, and they were all brothers. Their dad tried to kick their ass into stardom, and he succeeded.
Psychopath.
Yes, and they came out of Gary, Indiana, to pull this off. I got Jackson 5. Number 1, Jackson 5. Number 2, NSYNC. Boys to Men. Number 3, Backstreet Boys. New Edition, number 5. And New Kids on the Block, number 6.
It's not bad.
I know I don't think you can put NSYNC over Jackson 5.
I'm sorry. Your argument for these 5 young gentlemen named the Jackson 5. I can hear it.
I know that your preference is... Listen, and some people are texting this. Some people are texting in Jodeci. I don't put Jodeci as a. I don't think they're a boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that in that category.
I don't think
too
they're
old.
I know. Boys to Men and New Edition is R&B, but I think these are guys that all sung equal parts, and they all did different things. There was a lot of dance in all of it as well, and choreography
with the lead guys singing and the other guys kind of harmonizing behind.
Yeah,
them.
I don't get that. D. Scott says New Edition should be criminal. It's criminal. They should be number 1. I'm sorry. I love New Edition. I do. They're not over Jackson 5. They're not over.
It's gonna be me.
I can't give you that, B. Scott. I understand your frustration, but Yeah, again, the Beatles. I'm sorry, the Beatles
That's
are not.
It's not a boy band, and they're the most overrated act in musical history. Get the hell out of here. You
always just take it to
the That's an part. Insult to NSYNC, Backstreet, all these guys on this list. Hell out of here, that English BS.
They're not a boy band, but they're not the most overrated band. They just happen to be the most influential.
Overrated. Go sip some tea, MFers.
Coming up as we continue here. Coming up, the NFL came out with what their best rosters are. ESPN, their best rosters. We'll let you know where the Texans are and if it's fair and what this means they have to do and how they can make up the difference of talent, at least according to many people at ESPN. We'll discuss that coming up next.